News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
No worries at all. Now, listen, you've written a book on this. Why should women... my question to you was, why should women reclaim such an odious word?
Yeah, it's a complicated discussion with a lot of layers to it, but I'm not the inventor of this concept. I mean, the idea of reclaiming the word slut has been knocking around for a long time, since Kathleen Hanna from Bikini Kill wrote it on her stomach, and the Slut Walk protest was founded in 2011. Yeah. So this conversation has been going on for a while, but it hasn't really taken a cultural hold outside of people who are kind of already interested in feminism. So the reason that I wrote my book, and that part of my book is about opening that reclamation conversation again, is that essentially all of those moments in history I just mentioned were part of kind of a third wave feminism or a sex positive movement. And that's been met by a kind of rise in the opposite, which happens a lot historically whenever that kind of movement takes hold, where we now have incels and meninists and a rise in men's rights activist groups. And slut shaming is really commonplace again. It never went away, but now it's really in the mainstream again, and people are being called sluts, and it's many synonyms.
When you say it's in the mainstream, how mainstream are we talking about?
I mean, I can't scroll through TikTok without seeing women being slut shamed. If people are so much as having a dance around in a vaguely low cut top, it's full of horrible comments from these types of communities, either calling them a slut or something like it, or saying that they have fatherless behavior, which is a really big one online. It's everywhere again, the popularity of body count discussions, which is a really gross way to discuss how many people you slept with. This is everywhere. So this is why I'm opening up the discussion again, because reclamation can be, not for everyone, but for a lot of people, about kind of pointing the weapon the other way.
That's so what does it involve, reclaiming the word? What does it actually, in a practical sense, involve?
It's quite literal. You just start using it in a more positive way, and then it catches on. I mean, the word slut has actually already changed definition. I mean, it's been from one negative to another, but historically it was used for poor women, and now it's used for so-called promiscuous
women. Can I be totally honest with you, Bet? If I heard one of my sons use the word slut, I'd absolutely throttle them. And in fairness, I don't think they ever would, but I would absolutely throttle them. But I also, I don't think I'd like to hear my daughter describing herself using that term either. I don't think I'd be comfortable with that either.
I think that's a totally understandable response because of the way the word has been used. I think a lot of us, it's almost like the C-bomb when we hear, which I won't say, when we hear the word slut, it kind of lands almost electric on the skin. It's like, oh, that's a horrible word, especially when you're talking about it from the perspective of a parent overhearing your kids using it. But it's actually, what I'm talking about is already happening. There's a huge reclamation of the word slut happening already. There's people talking about being in their slut era, and they're not talking about sleeping around or having casual sex. They're just talking about doing what they want unapologetically.
Okay, that's completely fine. And I get the whole thing, if a man acts a certain way, he's, a legend. If a woman acts a certain way, then other words are used. And I totally understand why that's rejected. Is there a danger, however well-meaning this approach would be, reclaiming the word, that actually you're almost giving succor to men who use those words, that you're almost... You're almost giving him a pass to use it. Is that a potential unintended consequence?
I think so, yes. And I think that's why this reclamation comes with a few sort of steps that are required to make it work properly. I mean, what you're talking about is something that's been argued by a lot of feminist writers as well. Lots of people think that slut reclamation won't work because men aren't in on it. But for me, there are men that are slut shamed too, particularly marginalised men, who could also benefit from this for one thing. But also, that slut shamers are not my prime group that I'm interested in protecting fighting.
That's
in.
Fair.
I'm more about looking after the people who have been slut-shamed.
And I'm not interested in protecting them either. But I suppose what you wanted to do is potentially take the oxygen away from them.
Yeah, exactly. So this is why the book, really, reclamation is only a very, very small part of it. what I'm interested in doing is just making slut shaming no longer a thing. I think reclamation is actually completely useless if we're not making a big effort to stamp out slut shaming in our communities, which sounds like a really big job, but there's lots of instructions in the book on how you can focus on your immediate community. And if you think everybody does that, just focuses on 4 or 5 people, we've covered some pretty big ground.
Okay. The name of the book is called Sluts. Yeah. And it's out at the moment, or is it out next month?
It's out next week, actually,
next
on
week.
May the 9th, but it is already in some Waterstone stores. So
okay.
Look out for it.
Beth, good to talk to you. Thanks indeed for taking the time to talk to us this morning. Beth Astley, their author of that book, Sluts, which is out, as she was saying, next week. Let us know what you think.
Really interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know what I think now.
No. Which is always a good thing.
Yes, exactly. I quite like that.
Yeah. 087-1400-106. Let us know what you think.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.